Welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. This is the place to get a dose of empowerment to create the life you crave and deserve. I'm your host, Amy Beltran, CEO and founder of Irresistible University. Through my podcast and signature coaching program, I teach women just like you how to ditch the body image issues, gain confidence, and lose the emotional weight to look and feel irresistible at any size. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is going to be episode 177, and we are talking today about the root causes of weight loss, or the root causes of weight gain, and root cause of emotional eating, of weight gain, and talking about the question, does it matter what the root cause is? Do I really need to know why I'm the way that I am? And we're going to get into all of that. I just wanted to give a very quick update. So for those of you that follow me on social media, be it Instagram or the Facebook group, I shared last week that there was not going to be an episode. So for those of you that don't follow me and you're like, oh my God, where have you been? What happened? That's what happened. I got the flu. It came on hard and fast with a vengeance, like literally out of nowhere. And when I tell you, it took me down. This thing was brutal. All four of us ended up getting sick. I got the most sick out of all of us, which thank God that my kids did not get anywhere near the level of sick that I was. There is like blurry parts of last week that I don't really even remember because I was so sick and so out of it. This was like a flu, regular flu with all the body aches, the headaches, you know, all that kind of stuff mixed with the stomach flu. And I've been hearing from people that this has been going around. It's very different from what people have experienced before. And let me tell you, this was not it. This was horrific. So I'm back. I know I still sound very sick. I sound worse than I feel. I actually feel really good. I feel like I've, you know, come out of the fog. I'm, you know, was playing a lot of catch up the last few days, getting everything back in order in the house, with work, with the kids, with my personal self. Like, it's just been a lot. So I am here. And I've been thinking a lot about the topic of root causes when it comes to being an emotional eater, being overweight, struggling with weight loss and weight gain. And, you know, I had seen something a while ago, maybe a few weeks ago, I can't remember. And it's a girl who has been struggling with her weight pretty much her entire life. And she's constantly, you know the struggle, y'all. You know the struggle, the constant trying to go on diets and trying to lose weight and then falling off and failing and, you know, the whole hamster wheel. And she was saying how she wants to get help. She's tried like several different therapists. No one has, like, nothing really has like vibed with her in the past. And she just needs to get to the root cause or she's not going to be able to do this. And listen, I get that 110%. I've been there where I'm just like, I need to figure this out. I don't understand what's going on. Why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep running on this cycle? Why? And I want to caution everyone that we have to be really careful about getting too wrapped up in the quest for the why. Because that quest for the why, that quest for the root cause, can be another way of you avoiding the real problem. It can be another way of you kind of like deflecting so that you don't have to take action, so that you can keep using your old excuses, keep victimizing yourself, and keep blaming, well, I don't know why I'm like this. I don't know what really caused this. So there's nothing I can do about it. And the person that I was watching the video, that's kind of the vibe that I get from her. Very victim-y, very much like there's nothing I can really do until someone else helps me figure out why I am the way that I am. Unpack, because like so many topics that I talk about here on the podcast, there isn't really a black and white yes and no answer because these things have lots of layers. And I can't tell you, no, you should not worry about finding out the root cause, because I think that you should try to understand yourself a little bit better. I also can't say to you, you know, yes, you have to find out the root cause first and foremost before you do anything else, because that's not true either. So as I was thinking about it, you know, I remember using this as an excuse when I, you know, over the years and before I really got into my Irresistible You journey, when I was like, I just need someone to help me and I'm not going to be able to do this on my own. I have to figure out what caused, what happened to me along the way that has caused me to be the way that I am. You know, is there some deep rooted thing that I'm not seeing? Like, it's good to understand, but you have to be careful to not get caught up in that as an excuse that's stalling you from moving forward. Because here's what I know, you know, and let me just preface this for those of you that maybe don't know this about me. I am a huge, huge, huge advocate for therapy and mental health. I think every single person should be required to be in therapy. We all have shit that we bring to the table. And I think all of us need to be in therapy. I think all of us need that extra person that, you know, can see things differently, that can help us talk out our feelings and process things. And when I think about root causes of emotional weight, emotional eating, physical weight, all that, here's how I see it. I think it's a whole, it's like, it's a journey. I always tell you guys this, it's a journey. And I think it's a journey where you have to just start walking, no pun intended. You have to just start walking in your journey in order to start unraveling the whys. So what do I mean by that? There's a big difference between someone sitting idle in their wet blanket of misery, right? And just going, oh, I don't know why am I like this? I got to figure it out. I got to try to like dissect this, because they're selling themselves this illusion that if I could just uncover the why, the moment in my life that this began, or the traumatic event, or, you know, they're thinking there had to be this one thing that sparked the emotional eating. If I could just figure that out, then I can start to take steps forward. And that's where it gets twisted, because I believe that in order to figure out the root cause, in order to examine that root cause, in order to take action, you have to just start doing the things. You have to start taking action, because in the journey of getting to know yourself, right? Losing the emotional weight, going through the Irresistible You journey. In the process of doing that, the uncovering, the revealing happens naturally, right? Because when you're not in this self-discovery journey, this Irresistible You journey, this personal development, when you're not in that state of mind, and you're under the wet blanket, you're stuck on the yo-yo diet, body hate, shame cycle, you're living in denial, right? You're staying very surface level. You tell yourself that you want to uncover the root cause, but you really don't want to do any digging because you are terrified. You are terrified of what you might uncover. You are terrified about what might be revealed if you do this, right? So instead of doing anything about it, you fall back on, well, I just really want to uncover this. There must be something wrong with me. And you have convinced yourself of this story that you're broken, that you're not fixable, that there must be something so terribly awful that happened to you, but you can't figure it out yet. So using that as a crutch, as a reason to stay under the wet blanket. And what I believe is that in order to become who you want to be, become the version of yourself that you want to be, in order to, you know, uncover some of these root causes, you just have to start taking action where you are today. And I don't mean going and finding some bullshit diet. We're not about that life, right? We're not about doing that. That is not uncovering anything. That is just adding layer. That is adding like additional layers of trauma to yourself. What I'm talking about is starting to do the work, the thought work, the self-improvement work, the self-development journey, going through this process of getting to know yourself. Because for so long, you have been so disconnected from who you really are because you live in denial. You don't want to admit when things are actually bad. You don't want to admit how bad things have gotten for you. So you live in denial. So getting on this journey and meeting yourself where you are and starting to do the work, you start to get to know yourself in a way that you probably, not probably, in a way that you've never known yourself before. And as you start to do that, things are slowly going to get revealed to you as you start to uncover all of these things about you and peel back the layers and all the emotional weight. The root causes, the whys, those things are going to come to you. And yes, those things are important because they help us heal. They help us move forward. But you don't have to have it figured out in order to start moving forward. If that makes sense to you? Okay. We don't have to have all the answers. The answers are going to come in the doing, right? It's just like I always say, like, we don't sit around and wait for the weight in order to become the version of ourself that we know we should be, that we know we're capable of being. We become that version of ourself in the doing, in the process, in the messy, hard, painful, you know, it's like sometimes it's like walking through mud is what it's going to feel like. And that's okay. It's not supposed to be pretty. It's not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be painless. Because if it was, we wouldn't even be having this conversation because it would be irrelevant. If it was easy, everybody would be where they want to be. But that's not the case. So in order for you to, you know, lose weight, physical weight, emotional weight, become who you know you should be, who you crave to be, you just have to meet yourself where you are, not where you want to be. And that's what gets so twisted up with dieting and diet culture is like, you know, I want to lose the weight and then I'll become this new person. It's like, no, you become that person in this journey. You don't become that person by counting calories and restricting yourself to like certain food groups. That is never going to change. Like I said it before, all that's going to do is add additional trauma onto what you already are carrying with you, additional emotional weight. It's going to be a massive amount of emotional weight gain if you keep doing things that way. So what does this mean? What are you talking about? How do I move forward? How do I start taking steps? How do I start taking action? Let's talk about it. You know, if you are miserable physically in your body because of your weight, this is going to sound really backwards for a second, okay? Just hold on with me, okay? The last thing that you need to do right now is get on a diet. The last thing that you need to do right now is make yourself suffer and hustle your way back down the scale. That is not going to solve the bigger problem. That is going to make things worse. So you have got to meet yourself where you are today, not where you wish you could be. Where are you right now in your life? Okay. And you've got to take an honest look at yourself, your behaviors, your actions, and decide where can you start to make some changes. Nothing big, nothing crazy, you know, and take a better look at yourself, not just what you're eating. That's like the last piece of it, honestly. But a good look at how are you speaking to yourself? What are the thoughts that come into your brain the moment you wake up in the morning? And the moment you wake up in the morning, if your first thought is like, oh my God, you fat bitch, well, then we need to start there. We need to start there with the inner fat bitch talk. We need to start there in the mirror of you ripping yourself apart in the morning before you get in the shower when you're naked, looking at yourself in the mirror. And how many inner fat bitch thoughts come into your brain from the moment your eyes open to the moment you step in the shower? I bet it's a lot. We don't need to start with a food plan. We need to start there. Because in order for you to become who you crave, in order for you to become the irresistible you version of yourself, it starts with your thoughts. It starts with the way you talk to yourself. That inner voice, that conversation that you have with yourself, that's where it begins. So you cannot expect to go and find the next magic, you know, keto, paleo diet and expect that to fix you, expect that to solve the root cause, the root problem, when you're not even willing to have a conversation with yourself and be truthful with yourself about what you're really doing and what you're really saying to yourself. That's where the changes are going to happen. That's where you're going to uncover the root cause. Because until you start getting to know yourself on that level, you cannot identify patterns. So sitting around and trying to think and like process old memories and just doing that in and of itself is not going to give you the full story. You have to find patterns in your behavior, right? And one of the things that popped out for me years ago when all this really started for me is I said, oh my God, this is exactly what, at that time in my life, I said, oh my God, this is exactly what I did 10 years ago. And it caused me to gain almost 100 pounds and I'm going back down that path again. What is happening here? And you start to identify your behavior, your actions, the way you treat yourself, the way you talk to yourself, the way you reward yourself, the way you punish yourself. So when you start taking baby steps, the root cause, it will all get revealed in time. And it kind of goes back to like how I'm always telling you, like stop trying to rush the process of the weight loss. You also have to stop rushing the process of getting to know yourself. If you've been overweight your entire life, and let's say you're in your 30s or 40s, that's a lot of years of behavior changes that you're going to have to go through. You didn't get where you are in a week, in a night, in 6 weeks, 6 months. Like this took a lifetime of things. And one of the things that I have found too, in for a lot of women in my journey as well, is that there really isn't this one pivotal moment. For me, there isn't. There is, for some people, there might be. There, you know, there may be some traumatic event or, you know, something that happened where, you know, there was a connection made about food and weight and things like that. But for me, there is a series of things that contributed to the way I thought about myself, the way I felt about myself, right? It was a series of things. And as I started to do my work through the journey, I was able to start uncovering, oh, okay, like this is a pattern for me. This is something I've always done. Or, okay. Now, if you really have something traumatic, if you really have something that has triggered you, or, you know, things that you need to work out, then you need to get, you know, professional help, obviously, for that. Get a therapist, get some type of mental health professional that can help you work through that trauma. And I did that years ago. I went through, I still go to therapy to this day, you guys. I will never stop going to therapy. I will always go to a therapist because I think it's just so important to have a sounding board, someone to talk to, someone to help you process feelings. But years ago, I went to a different form of therapy where we did EMDR to reprocess certain situations, okay? And that was really helpful for me. And so you might need to do something like that where you can reprocess things that have happened to you, right? And I think we're much more complex than just, you know, one thing leading to overeating or one thing leading to being overweight. I think a lot of times it's a series of things that happen. And again, like I said, it's just like there's never a black and white answer when it comes to this topic because we're not that simple, right? We're complicated. We have layers. We have all of these things going on. But what I don't want for you is I don't want you getting stuck by telling yourself, well, I really need to figure this out. And once I figure it out, then I can move forward. That is not helpful. That is not the type of behavior that's going to move you forward. That is going to keep you stuck in the cycle, right? And what's, you know, I also want to say, like, this process, this journey, you have to give it time. You have to stop being in control and you have to stop forcing things to happen. And you have to really, really lean into it with the comfort that if I do this, I won't have to go through it again. If I can figure this stuff out, if I can, you know, work on myself and lose the weight in the process of it eventually, I don't have to go through this again. Because the big issue here is you don't know who you are. You don't know yourself. Do you know how many women are so terrified to sit with themselves, by themselves, because they don't want to hear the inner voice? They don't want to hear their thoughts. They're terrified. So they stay busy, whether it's eating food, whether it's doing everything for everybody else. And then when it gets quiet, it's like, oh no, I don't want to hear that, right? So this is a very multi-layered process and journey. And we're not going to find the answers in a diet. We're not going to find the answers in a meal plan. We're not going to find the answers in macros. We're not going to find the answers in, you know, the carb counting. That is not where it's going to be found. You know where it's going to be found? It's going to be found in your ability to keep promises to yourself. It's going to be found in your ability to do what you said you're going to do. It's going to be found in your ability to finally come through for yourself. In your ability to tell yourself you're going to do something and actually do it. That's where you're going to build momentum. That's where you're going to build confidence. That's where you're going to build the foundation of who you are supposed to be. Continuing to panic diet, hustle diet, is not going to have that result for you. You might have quick weight loss, but it's going to come back. We know that, right? We've experienced that. We've all been through it. We know that's what's going to happen. So, you know, I do think it's important to know some of our root causes, right? But again, being careful that it doesn't keep us from moving forward, because finding out the root causes, uncovering those things comes in the doing. It comes in the process. It comes in the journey. It comes in the work, right? And the more you get to know yourself, the more you're going to figure that out. And it's just going to make a lot of sense. You're like, okay, like I see that I'm like, you can start to like connect the dots and figure things out from there. So be very careful of the types of excuses that you use, because you may not even realize, like I bet you, some of you listening to this, like you didn't even realize that maybe you're doing this. And, you know, I get it. It's valid. It's a valid concern to want to know the root cause, but don't allow it to be the thing that's stopping you from uncovering the root cause in the first place. That's the irony of it, is like, oh, it's just crazy to me. It's like just sitting around wondering, I got to figure this out. And then blaming, if I don't have someone else to help me with it, then I'm never going to figure it out. It's like, well, let's take ownership. Let's be responsible for our own life, right? There may have been things that have happened to you in your past that were out of your control, okay? But what we choose to do going forward, now that these things have happened, that's going to be on us, whether we want to move forward with it or not. That is going to be 100% on us, what we decide to do with that. And you know, you just at some point have to just get started. If you are that miserable under your wet blanket, if you're that miserable on this yo-yo diet, body hate, shame cycle, well then what's the next best thing you can do? That's what we have to focus on. We have to just start taking action, and action alleviates anxiety. That anxiety that you feel like, oh my God, I got to find the next thing. I got to find the diet. I got to Google, get on Pinterest, find this, find that, get the meal plan, you know, see what he's doing over here, get those injections, get this, get that. And all that panic and anxiety would go down dramatically if you just started taking action in different ways. And know that and trust in the process that by taking action, you're going to get where you want to go. It might take you a lot longer, but it's going to be permanent, right? Taking action, knowing you're going to be okay. We don't have to panic to get what we want. And that's why in the Irresistible You framework, guiding principle number one is called break the rules. And break the rules is where we do the discovery work to figure out what rules and boundaries, or lack of boundaries, honestly, have I created in my life as a result of how I feel about myself and my weight. Because we all have rules and boundaries that we've created, whether we realize it or not. And going through that discovery work, we start to understand why we've created things a certain way, why we believe things to be a certain way, why we think, you know, in some of these rules, it's not like you sat around one day and created a rule book. The rules got created for you through those situations, right? Through the trauma, through the words, the lack of words, things that were said to you, things that weren't said to you, relationships, you know, just different experiences, these rules, things that you see other people say about bodies. You know, if you had a family member who constantly made negative remarks about other women, you better believe that had an impact on you as well, even if those things weren't said to you directly. So we get these rules from a variety of different places. And that's why I said it's never just as simple as one thing. And once we start to do that discovery work with the rules and figuring out what are these things that we've been living by that we didn't even realize, that is part of this process that's helping you uncover these root causes. And once you get to know that, then you get to decide, am I going to continue to live this way? Am I going to continue to live by this rule? Or am I going to make the decision to empower myself to rewrite that or throw it away altogether? Because you have the power to make that decision. But you can't make those decisions until you know what you're even up against. And until you slow down and start listening and taking notes and, you know, actually listening to your thoughts and feelings, how can you even begin to move forward? You can't. So that's it, guys. Like, you either have to decide that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Or we have to decide, nah, I'll just stand on my wet blanket. I'm good here. And I'll keep using this as an excuse. And then maybe I'll have this epiphany. Like, stop sitting around waiting for an epiphany moment, an aha moment, because it may or may not happen. Go make your own damn aha moments. You know, like, you get to go make your own aha moments by taking steps and taking action. And through the action, things will start happening. Nothing is going to happen when you're sitting under your wet blanket watching Netflix feeling sorry for yourself. Something is like this aha light bulb moment is not going to just light up because you're laying around on the couch feeling bad about yourself. Shoulda, coulda, wish I did this. I can't believe I'm doing this again. Nothing is going to come to you magically because that's what you're choosing to do. The change comes in the hard decisions. The change comes from you getting off your ass and deciding, you know what? I'm going to have to be uncomfortable for a while. I'm going to have to be a little bit uncomfortable for a while so that I can live the life that will be comfortable for me eventually. You have to make that decision. You have to make the decision to pick up the phone and make the therapy appointment. Knowing that the first person you meet with, you may not like that person. Well, you're not stuck with them, so you pick somebody else. And you keep doing that until you find who is a good fit for you. You keep surrounding yourself. You know, when we think about being healthy physically, we want to eat, you know, clean, and we want to surround ourselves with, you know, natural foods and things and blah, blah, blah. Well, you need to do the same thing with your brain. You need to do the same thing for your brain. You need to surround yourself with personal development, whether it's this podcast, other podcasts, books, you know, absorb those things, turn off the true crime, and turn on some self-development. And y'all, I'm talking to myself because I love me some true crime, okay? And there are plenty of times that it's just easier to put the true crime on and zone out and not deal with your own shit. But then go, oh, I just wish I could figure out what's wrong with me. There's got to be like a root cause. I don't know what the pattern is. I don't understand why I am the way I am. Something must have happened to me. And well, yeah, we're never going to figure it out when we're over here listening to true crime podcasts and shows. It's just not going to happen. These magic moments, these aha moments, these epiphanies will not happen until you put the wheels in motion. And they're not going to be easy, magical things. They're going to happen because you are now putting in the work to make it happen. You're not forcing it. You're not controlling the situation. You're doing it one step at a time. And letting go of this perfectionism, 0 to 100 bullshit. Because clearly that's not working. You know, instead of trying to go 0 to 100 with the grapefruit diet, how about you like try to go just like 0 to 10? On learning how to get rid of the inner fat bitch. Maybe that might do some good for you. If you could eliminate that, if you could learn how to talk back to her, how to put the bitch in her place. We wouldn't need to be desperately dieting on the grapefruit situation. Because a lot of what's happening is your thoughts and how you speak to yourself. And if you're in avoidance, if you live in denial, you have no idea how you speak to yourself. You have no idea the energy and the vibe that you are giving off. And it's time to change it. And through all of that, then you'll find your damn, you know, root causes. And they're very important. I agree. But they're not important enough to not get started. Your root cause is not important enough to not get started. Life. Stop waiting around for other people to save you. Because guess what? I'm going to give you the hard truth right now. Nobody is coming to save you from yourself. Nobody. Not your kids, not your spouse, not your parents, not your best friend. Nobody, not even your therapist, is coming to save you from yourself. People can support you. People can be there for you, but not one person on this earth can save you from yourself. You have to do that. You have to put in that work. You have to be willing to do it. You may not like it. It may not always be fun. Obviously, it's not going to be fun all the time. But no one is coming to save you. So sitting around being a victim and victimizing yourself and having pity parties, like, that's not going to solve anything. That's just delaying what you really want for yourself. That's just making it last, you know, you're just delaying the process. I know I like to have things that are tangible that I can do. Like, what's the next move? What's the step forward after you listen to this podcast? Because it's all well and good to listen to the podcast and get all motivated and inspired and feel some type of way. But then after after this stops, what do you do next? What is the next step for you? And I would say what you need to do right now is you need to take a look at your behavior, your pattern. What does that mean? For the next couple days, what I would do is I would journal. I would write down when time I wake up and what does my day look like? And I would start to write down what I do. And I would also start to write down thoughts and feelings associated that come up at certain times. Just to start getting an idea of what you're working with here. Because even though we are ourselves and we're in our own body, we sometimes know ourselves the least of everyone else around us. And this is going to start to help you figure out where you can make some small changes. If you're feeling stressed out every single morning, well, then my question to you is, well, what time are you waking up? What time are you waking up? And you have to be at work at 8 and you're waking up at 7 and you have a 20-minute commute? Well, that sounds like a problem. That sounds like a lot of rushing around. A lot of unnecessary stress that you are causing for yourself. So you can blame your schedule. You can blame your kids, you can blame your husband, you can blame the world because you have to go to work. Oh no, poor you. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. You have to go to work. We all have to go to work every day. So figure out how to use the schedule, how to use your situation to your benefit. Wake up an hour earlier. Is that going to happen tomorrow? Probably not. So tomorrow, wake up 10 minutes earlier. Oh, that's not good enough. What's 10 minutes going to do? I can already hear you. Well, itching everybody out and being angry at yourself. So 10 minutes earlier is better than what you're doing now. And this is just one example of like analyzing the situation and figuring out where can I make a very small adjustment. Because remember, we're not trying to make these big sweeping adjustments and changes because that is not going to be helpful to you. That is only going to frustrate you and make you feel like even more of a failure. But if you want to figure out root causes, if you want to start connecting the dots, you have to take a look at what are you doing right now? What are your habits? What is your schedule? And then we can start to make some traction. Okay. This is like an onion. There's a lot of layers. There's a lot of layers and, you know, you have to just be committed to the process. You have to be committed to knowing it's going to be uncomfortable for a while, but it sure is a hell of a lot more comfortable than your wet blanket of misery. Definitely is better than that, for sure. Self-awareness is a beautiful thing, you guys. And once you have a level of self-awareness through all of this, you know, things will continue to get thrown at you, right? We know that it's life. You're going to have challenges. You're going to have, you know, tragedies. You're going to have things that happen to you. And becoming self-aware and knowing yourself and knowing how you can handle a situation or knowing, okay, you know what? This could be the type of situation that could definitely trigger me and put me over the edge. How can I set myself up to not even for success? How can I set myself up to just stay at the baseline? What is my baseline, right? We can get more into that in another episode, but like getting to know yourself through the journey is going to lead you to understanding the root causes, the patterns, the triggers, all the things. And it starts to be like, oh my God, like then the light starts to come on. But again, the light is not going to come on because you're sitting there watching Netflix and running away from your problems. Just not. If only if it was that easy, right? So anyway, I think that's going to wrap it up. I don't know that I have much more to say right now on that, but I will be back next week with a new episode. So stay tuned for that, guys. If this has been helpful to you, head over to iTunes and or Apple Podcast, and you can leave a rating and review. And you can catch up with me both on Instagram and inside of the free Facebook group. Thank you so much for listening. Until the next one, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.